Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast. You've tuned into the podcast portion. If this is your first time joining me, welcome, welcome. You are greatly appreciated. If you've joined me before, welcome back. You're greatly appreciated as well. Make sure you guys are liking, sharing, subscribing, talking about the podcast, reposting the podcast so we can get our followers up. That would be greatly appreciated as well. There's also a voice commentary. You are more than welcome to leave that. I believe it is available here on the Anchor app. If not, you can instant message me, direct message me, whatever, text me. Feedback is always welcome. We're still in Gemini season. Sorry if you can hear my baby in the background. He's watching his morning cartoons and he's all into it. So like I said, we're still in Gemini season. I'm ready for Cancer season because that's my season. And, you know, when Cancer show up, they show out. So let's go ahead and fast forward with the Geminis of June. So basically, I really wanted to reflect on this past week, first and foremost. So I spent a lot of time with family this past weekend. Unfortunately, it was due to a funeral. Rest in peace to my great grandmother. She lived a beautiful 91 years. To me, that is an amazing life. I'm not sure about the age of the average American, but I feel like she lived a pretty good life. She lived, you know, during segregation. She's lived through the first black president. She's seen it all. She's seen all the history, and I think that's such a beautiful thing. And she's seen it for what it was and not what the history books taught us. Which, if you know me, I'm always talking about how I feel like I've been bamboozled as far as learning the history of my ancestors and of America, because what they teach you in the history books is not all factual. So, like I said, I feel like she lived a really beautiful life. I hope to live just as long because it's such a beautiful thing. Life is wonderful, as it should be. And I'm 27 years old and I'm hoping for 80 more years, so we'll see. Only time will tell. So anyway, reflecting back on this past week, it was a wonderful time spending time with my family, regardless of the circumstances. However, it's such a refresher. It's so beautiful to spend time with your family, especially distant family or family that live in other states, because I'm so prone to spending time with my immediate family, with my baby, working, socializing, life, things like that. And sometimes you forget how good of a feeling it is to spend with your other family or your other family, the rest of your family. So I thought it was fun. It was beautiful. It was good to catch up. It was good to see all the happy faces. It was a really nice celebration. A really nice, really, really nice celebration. So yeah. Okay, so this week as I was scrolling through social media, i.e. Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, etc., the whole jazz, I was just looking through basically what my followers and viewers post to see, like, what could I talk about on this Tuesday's topic? And basically I came up with serving your future self in small ways. It doesn't have to be, you know, groundbreakingly huge to impact your life, but starting off small and being consistent. So I do get a lot of, Mariah, how are you so motivated? How are you getting things done? How do you stay motivated? How are you show so much passion of what you do? Honestly, I feel like the passion comes naturally. But honestly, my motivation is my baby. Before I had Eli, my motivation was myself. I enjoy nice things. I enjoy expensive things, especially things I sometimes can't afford, but I enjoy them. I like them. And I think that should be motivation enough. I want to live a healthy, nice, grand lifestyle where I don't have to worry about anything. So I feel like that's enough motivation. I don't like the idea of struggling paycheck to paycheck. I don't like the idea of not being able to go to the store and get exactly what I want when I want to get it. So that's why I think I'm so motivated, because I don't want to ask anybody for anything. I just want to go get it myself. I feel like I'm a hard worker. Well, actually, I don't feel it. I know I'm a hard worker. And that's all I know. Like, myself is my motivation. My son is my motivation. I will never be one of those people who just don't want to do something. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I won't be one of those people that are unmotivated because, oh, I can't do this because of this. I'm not the excuse type of person, and I don't think anybody else should be either. There should be no excuse of why you should not want more. Everybody should want more. There's always more. I mean, different things make different people happy, but there's always so much more. There's so much to see. Like those people who have never left their state. I know so many people who have never left St. Louis, and they always ask me, aren't you afraid to fly? Aren't you afraid to travel? Absolutely not, because I know there is so much more than this city. I know there's so much more than Missouri. I know there's so much more than what we have here. And I want my child to experience it. And I think it's a beautiful thing to explore other cultures and explore other cities and explore other things and, you know, just step outside of your comfort zone. So I feel like serving your future self in small ways could include traveling, whether it's driving 2, 3, 4 hours to the next city to see what they have, to check out a restaurant, to check out a museum, or just to take a road trip for scenery, just to say you did something, just to get out of the house. I think I like that kind of stuff. I think it's fun. And I feel like for me, it gets my creative juices flowing. So I feel like you work on yourself currently to make your future self better. You expose yourself currently to different things, different cultures, different aspects of life, and you're preparing yourself for your future self. You're preparing your current self for your future self, if that makes any sense to you. Just start off small and be consistent. Somebody will say, oh, I'm trying to lose weight. My current self, I'm trying to lose weight, for example. Okay, I'll start off trying to lose 5 pounds. Then I'll work up to 20, 30, 50, whatever the amount that you're trying to lose. The key of that is to be consistent. You're not going to lose weight sitting down, watching TV, eating potato chips all day, you know, being lazy. You have to be active. You have to get up and walk. Not only that, you also have to eat healthy. And people don't understand that. Like, you can't just eat healthy and expect not to lose weight. You can't just, some people can, don't get me wrong, but if you do both, you'll have better results, I feel like. So I'm really just trying to think of another example of starting small and being consistent. A good example is if you want to start a business, you would obviously start with, I don't know if it's obvious, but you would start with like a mom and pop type of shop, something small, something local, and eventually you'll have enough coins to open up something as big as a Walmart or a Kmart or, you know, a Target or something much larger, Applebee's, multiple locations where you are able to, you know, stretch your money and make more money off of the money that you started off with. Just starting off small and being consistent. You can't expect to get a paycheck if you don't go to work every day. If you go to work every single day, of course you have a consistent paycheck. If you don't, what makes you think you're going to get paid for not being there? You can't call in sick your first week of work. Well, I mean, I guess you could if you really are sick, but I mean, don't expect your paycheck to be the norm. So, you know, and I just feel like over time you'll see your improvement. And you just have to believe and realize that you are capable of getting things done. I feel like some people, I feel like some people feel like they aren't capable of getting things done. And really you are. You're definitely lowballing yourself, and you shouldn't. Lowballing yourself is for haters. Don't hate on yourself. Know that you can get things done. Know that things will be okay. Know that, you know, everything that's for you will be for you. And we're back. And I just wanted to also say that I feel like I also have so many aspirations and so many ideas that I want to accomplish and that I want to actually do. Because right now I have notebooks and notebooks full of ideas and full of business plans and full of, you know, simple thoughts that I can wake up in the middle of the night and I want to jot things down. Oh, this is a good idea. Maybe someday I'll do this. Like, I'm always motivated. I'm always pushing myself. And I feel like small daily decisions become habits. I'm in the habit of writing things down. When I have a good idea, I'm taking notes, whether it's on my phone, whether I'm writing it down, whatever. I have to write it down because I might not remember it later. 9 times out of 10, I do remember it later, but right now I need to write it down. So that's the habit I'm in. Before we go ahead and conclude today's episode, make sure you guys are staying motivated, positive thoughts, positive vibes. Speak things into existence. And I say this literally every single episode. Speak positive things into existence. I promise you, it will happen. I have gotten so far by being positive, by being motivated, by being happy, keeping a smile on my face. I'm speaking positivity into existence because I know it's going to come. I know what's for me will be for me. I don't have to force anything. So that's just my share on things. Before we do conclude today's episode, make sure you guys tune into the episode from last week and the week before about securing your bag, you know, your blessings, your affirmations, and your goals. Those are all important. Making small things, small daily decisions into habits is how you get things done, period. So that wraps up today's episode. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe. Feedback is welcome. Make sure you follow me on social media, Gorgeous Detail. Also, MJ Friends Blog does have an Instagram page as well. Let me know what you guys think of today's episode. Thanks.